If you are looking for creative ways to entertain yourself as you isolate at home, the Preservation Resource Center is offering free online workshops, classes, and discussions about our city's historic architecture and more that you can participate in right from your comfy couch. PRC Executive Director Danielle Del Sol joins us now by phone. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Diane. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing in this surreal time?
Oh, well, it's been a challenge. I have two little kids at home, so it's always an adventure. But it really has been inspiring. We're blessed to be healthy, and our staff has been amazing in transforming what we do on a daily basis to fit in our new world. And I'm really so proud of them for being able to do it.
I'm glad everybody is doing well. Home is the focus for many of us now that the coronavirus pandemic has upended our lives. How is the Preservation Resource Center helping folks to reconnect with the beauty of our city's architecture?
Well, being out and about on our sidewalks safely, 6 feet from other people these days, provides a lifeline, you know, to really just getting out, having some fresh air. And it has afforded so many of us with the opportunity to kind of explore anew our own neighborhood. We've gotten a lot of feedback from members and just people in the public wanting to know more about what's around them. And so it gave us a great idea, which was to take the classes that we typically hold in person throughout the year and instead translate them to online courses 3 times a week that can help people learn more about the architecture all around them in their neighborhoods, down to very specific topics such as, you know, improvements that you can make in your own home at this time when we're all spending a lot of time there.
Now, you have one of those programs coming up this afternoon?
That's right. So today at 2 o'clock, we have a course being taught by Michelle Duhon. She's the founder of Bayou Preservation and Southkick LLC, and the class is called Evolution of Historic Neighborhoods and New Orleans House Types. And this is a two-part series, so she'll be doing part one today. She'll be doing part two next Wednesday, April 15th. Basically, it's getting to understand how neighborhoods developed through time from the 1700s on and helping people understand from the clues that they can see on buildings all around them when they might have been built. So it's just a kind of fun course to help people know a little bit more about our architecture.
Now, I understand that the course is an interactive one.
Yes, you are able to chat with the speaker in real time. And so people can ask questions, and then the speaker can address them. This was especially helpful in our very first class last week when we talked about the changes in the New Orleans real estate market due to COVID-19. And people have some very specific questions about refinancing their home. They were somewhere in the process of trying to sell or buy a new home. And we had a realtor and a mortgage lender, two experts in their field, discussing these issues in real time with the people on the call. They brought a lot of great information.
Now, what happens if you're interested in a topic that has passed? Are these archived? Can you go back and listen to those conversations?
They are. We are recording each class as they come. And so you can just go to our website, which is www.prcno.org, and view it at your own leisure.
Some of the offerings also help people to do some things themselves in their homes to upgrade and update?
Absolutely. For example, we have a home inspector named Amelia Yates. She's doing a DIY wellness check for your home on Monday, April 13th, where she's basically giving people the tools to do an informal inspection of their home so that they can assess, maybe, you know, how old my AC unit, these sorts of things, to think about projects that they might want to do. We also are keeping things a little fun as well. We have decorator Chad Gracie, who's done numerous incredible projects throughout the city and nationally. And on Monday, April 20th, he's going to have a one-hour class on freshening up your home in an affordable way to make things feel fresh and new for the spring. So these are just two examples, but we have courses all throughout April. We'll be extending into May on varieties of topics to help people improve their home and enjoy their neighborhoods at this time.
The PRC's magazine, Preservation in Print, this month has an interesting article by Richard Campanella on the city's handling of the bubonic plague back in 1914. Danielle, what can we learn about pandemics from our forefathers?
Well, I think what we can learn is that pandemics are a moment in time. and that our city has been through many of them and has continued to endure. And I think it offers a message of hope for so many of us who are sitting at home wondering what's going to happen next. And the answer is to hang tight and pray, and this too will pass.
PRC Executive Director Danielle Del Sol, thanks so much for talking with me, and stay safe.
You too. Thank you, Diane.
For more info on the Preservation Resource Center's free online workshops, programs, and classes, check the website prcno.org.